This year marks the 100th since the first dedication of the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier in Washington, D.C. That day, November 11th, 1921, has a unique connection to Montana and our Native American brothers and sisters. We talked about it in September earlier this year, in remembering that Chief Plentycoo was there and said a warrior's prayer at that dedication. Well, today, we go back to Washington, D.C., as the Chief Plentycoo Honor Guard is there to celebrate this occasion and represent Montana and the Crow Nation. I'm Tom Schultz, host of Voices of Montana. Thanks for clicking on the podcast. It's appreciated if you'd like to subscribe where you pick up your podcasts, and feel free to contact me at tom@voicesofmontana.com. Here's our interview today with Ellsworth Gozahead, who was live in Washington, D.C. at the 100th anniversary of the dedication of the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. Right to Washington, D.C. You know, we talked with Ellsworth Gozahead earlier. I think it was in September. As they were doing some fundraising and the word got out about Chief Plentycoo and the Honor Guard there to commemorate, really, this 100th anniversary ceremony in Washington, D.C. And they are there. They are on the ground. And I imagine you're fully dressed out, Ellsworth. How you doing, by the way?
I'm doing very well, Tom. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being back on the program. Appreciate that. So you guys had ceremonies today, didn't you?
We did. Yes, sir. We had a very moving ceremony this morning. The Chief Plentycoo's Honor Guard, we had a smudging and recited the Chief Plentycoo's speech and prayer at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, and it was a very somber and moving experience. There was a lot of people involved in this. There was a lot of high-level executives, generals, a lot of course, you know, being connected to the military, our nation's, our great nation's military, and all of our fallen soldiers laid to rest there in Arlington National Cemetery. We were able to represent Montana in this ceremony this morning, and, you know, it was very moving, and it touched a lot of hearts, and it reminded us, all of us, of the sacrifice that our young men and women give to this great nation. And it's something to keep in mind and remember as we come into our Veterans Day on Wednesday. But you know, to keep our veterans in your mind and in your hearts, and yeah, and know that their service is not in vain, and that we love and respect them with all that we have.
Well, and that was, and thank you for that. I know, Ellsworth, you're a Marine veteran too, so thank you so much for your service. It must have, as you were kind of indicating, a real emotional pull on you as a member of the Crow Nation, representing your nation, but also as a Marine representing your country, and then to be in Arlington Cemetery. Can you even describe? I know it's hard. Can you describe all of those emotions right now for you?
Boy, I wish I could paint a picture for our listeners. You know, it was a very, very humbling and honorable experience, in the sense that, you know, our fallen warriors who laid to rest before us was, you know, I felt their presence. And this morning, the weather was perfect. The sun was just coming up. And, you know, as Native Americans, we greet the sun in prayer. And the connection between the sunrise and our portion of the ceremony, it couldn't have been better. The connection couldn't have been any more greater than that. And to connect that to my military service, you know, serving proudly in our United States Marine Corps, it fills me and my family with such great pride to be the individual who is in charge of the Chief Plentycoo's flag. I am the flag bearer of the Chief Plentycoo's flag, and it was such a huge honor to stand and be front and center with that flag. And, you know, especially as, you know, in the United States Marine, it was, I couldn't help but think about all those that I served with, and all my brothers and sisters in arms. And, it's hard to contain my emotions.
Yeah, I can imagine. I think people are feeling that and smiling with you as as we picture in our mind the scene you're looking over, the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, also Arlington Cemetery. And I suppose you're in full regalia, the headdress and the traditional wear. I wanted to talk a little bit about the prayer that Chief Planicu prayed, because it was sort of impromptu. He wasn't necessarily on the speaking docket, as they say nowadays. Yeah. But talk about, take us back to 100 years, because I know as chief, head of the honor guard there, you probably can relay that history pretty well.
Thank you for bringing that up, Tom. I can. And I'm pretty sure I felt what Chief Planicu felt 100 years ago. When he was able to step forward and say a few words on behalf of what he referred to as the Indians to our connection and service with the white men. He, standing there, President Harding was the main and only speaker scheduled at the original dedication at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. But if you can imagine him being all decked out in regalia and the only one, to my knowledge, the only Native American in regalia present at the original dedication, a lot of the attendees were just captivated with him. And he was credited with being such an eloquent speaker, being the statesman that he was in all his negotiations with the U.S. government on behalf of the Crow Nation. But I felt a lot of what he felt today, in the sense that we were surrounded by a lot of what I refer to as heavy military brass. We had a lot of generals, and we were the center of attention, much like he was 100 years ago. Everybody that we've come across, they were just so accommodating, and they just explained that they were there for us. And I can definitely make that connection and relate, because everybody was just so accommodating in Arlington, and everybody wanted to meet and talk with us. And the Honor Guard did a very great job in representing both Montana and the Great Crow Nation.
Ellsworth goes ahead, head of the Chief Planicu Honor Guard there, spearheading this effort with others for the 100th anniversary ceremony in D.C. at the dedication of the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. I imagine, Ellsworth, that, here in Montana, we've been to powwows. I think, hopefully we've gotten over our differences in a lot of ways. And I think the message as well that Chief Planicu brought 100 years ago was that maybe we do have some things that separate us. We do have areas of conflict. But the warrior in us is something that is the same for both peoples.
It is, Tom, and that is a great point. Thank you for making that. We can all relate. Each and every one of us, no matter where you're from, has a family member or knows somebody who's served in our nation's armed forces and has given that. We've had on our honor guard, we have one such member who holds our American flag. He is a Purple Heart recipient of the Vietnam War. So, that warrior spirit that all of those who served and are serving, can relate. And, we as Americans can come together. And I was just telling another individual at the cemetery that this is definitely something that America can get behind. We can come together and get behind this. And so even though we, have differences, we can celebrate those differences. And I feel like, America needs this right now. America needs something that we can all get behind together and honor our veterans and just keep them in our thoughts and prayers And again, honor them and their service and their memory.
Yeah, I think a lot of us feel that same way. But I suppose that there's a lot of people there who had not seen a coronation ceremony before. They must have been very curious. What was the reaction?
It was mesmerizing. If I can put myself in a non-native's shoes, I would. The looks on their faces were definitely looks of that they were mesmerized by the ceremony, and they're very respectful of our ways. And again, the Arlington National Cemetery, they were very respectful and accommodating to us as we proceeded. And you know, we encourage those to participate, and those that were, you know, in attendance. And you know, we do have a few other ceremonies, events scheduled while we're here. We are getting ready actually to go over to the Navy Yard here in D.C. and they are having a ceremony to honor the unknown soldier coming back to U.S. soil back in November 11th, 1921.
And you know, and I got to take a break here. It's probably about a minute away. So, and I want to talk about some of the ceremonies that you have, you know, taken part of, and that's ahead there for you too. What are you wearing right now? I'm curious as to if you paint that picture. What's the headdress? What's the traditional? What are the colors you guys are representing?
Well, families have their own colors that were handed down to them. The Chief Lankoo's flag is navy blue and white. I have my headdress has representing some navy blue. My war shirt is made of elk hide. It has 50 ermine attached to the war shirt, and my leggings are made of Teton trade cloth, navy blue. So a lot of it represents the flag that I carry. And my service, my military service.
We're back with more. Ellsworth goes ahead. The Plenty Coup Honor Guard at the 100th anniversary of the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier dedication on Voices. Hunters, as we get into big game season, we'd like to remind you that we're all stewards of an incredible resource, and that ethical hunting ensures we get to keep doing what we love. Respecting private landowners and the access they provide is more important than ever. The positive relationships and interactions between hunters and landowners pays dividends down the road for all recreationists. Remember, respect land, landowners, wildlife. Pass it on. Learn more at fwp.mp.gov/pass it on. An advocate for education, also known as one of the last great chiefs. He's from the Crow tribe. Chief Plenty Coup, 100 years ago this week, November 11th, at the tomb, the original dedication at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier in Washington, D.C. And reliving that, again, it's an honor. Chief Plenty Coup's Honor Guard is with us here. Ellsworth goes ahead, I should say, head of that Honor Guard. It is a National Native American Heritage Month, and we'll talk more about that in about next week's program, too. But just to recap that scene once again, Plenty Coup nominated by the Native American Council of Chiefs 100 years ago to represent them at this dedication. And he had the full headdress on and walked up to the tomb. Again, it was a bit impromptu, but touched it with his coup stick and gave that prayer, a warrior's prayer. And Ellsworth goes ahead with us today. A lot of ceremony today. Is there an official name of the prayer or the dance or the celebration that you guys undertook today?
Yeah. Yeah, a great point. I'm glad you brought it up, Tom. You know, there is not, you know, and those types of questions are welcomed at any time, and we're happy to explain. There's a lot of our ceremonies and a lot of what we do is just, you know, from the heart. You know, when we do them, aside from certain ceremonies that we gather for, but. In this particular case, what we're doing today and with the Chief Plenty Coup's prayer, there's no specific name or what have you. But, you know, it again, what was a very somber experience. We were very excited to be a part of it and to represent the great chief Plank, who's at the tomb. But
so you guys just, you're kind of just jamming.
We actually had to submit script.
Yeah, I bet, yeah.
To Arlington about 3 or 4 months ago, and everything had to be approved by the cemetery. So everything was pre-approved and planned. So, in the sense of jamming, yeah, we were definitely representing, and it was a very amazing representation of Chief Planning Crews in Montana.
Yeah, I can imagine. I'm proud of you guys for that. And we're thankful that you got that invitation and we're able to do that. I know there's some people to thank because you had to do some fundraising for this. I want to get to that a little bit. Were there horses around? Because I know the our Native Americans, Crow Nation, an awful lot, very much a horse culture.
Yes, and great point. They do have a caisson platoon that that does have that uses horses during military processions in Arlington on the cemetery. But due to COVID, there were a lot of restrictions, and so we were not able to include any horses in our portion of the ceremony. But definitely a great question and a great point.
So, so you got more ceremonies ahead. I mean, the actual 100-year celebration is still a couple of days off on Thursday, on Veterans Day. What's next? What are you guys? What's the group doing?
We are actually just getting ready to go to the Navy Yard right now to take part in the reenactment of the unknown soldier to U.S. soil.
Oh,
We were invited by the Society of the Tomb Guard for this event. Tomorrow morning, we do have an event at the Native American Museum with the Chief Lenny Coos Indian Club, which is a group of kids. And again, to lead back to raise fundraising, all of these kids, parents, we all worked really hard to raise money. As you all know, that it's very expensive to fly from Montana to Washington, D.C. and represent. But I would like to take a moment to thank Global Travel Alliance, who was one of our great sponsors in getting us to D.C., and the Billings Community Foundation. They were amazing at helping us manage our donation funds, and that donation portal is still open. And, because this trip has been very expensive, a lot of us veterans overextended ourselves, and we are still fundraising to help subsidize some of our personal costs.
Yeah, that's great. And I do encourage people, if you're moved or if you have a will to do that, they're also on the Facebook page. But as you mentioned, the Billings Community Foundation, I think you can go just about anywhere and search and type, and there's some videos available online. It's just a really, really cool event, and I'm thankful that you're there. I'm thankful that you're able to spend a little time with us here today too, Ellsworth. God bless you guys, and again, God thank you for your service, and to all the veterans who have served there, and I know you're making us proud.
That's amazing. I appreciate you, Tom, and I appreciate all you listeners there in Montana. We are thinking of all of you, and we're representing you well.
Nice. I know it. All right, Ellsworth, we'll talk to you down the road. I know we will.